This is Steve Stunder, and this is Pay Attention. This week, I wanted to talk about something that I think a fair number of us struggle with. And I want to have a conversation about normalizing rooting for other people and wanting what is best for them, personally, professionally. Normalize rooting for other people. When you're young and there's someone ahead of you in this race that we call life, maybe we don't root for them. Maybe we look at other people's success and we get jealous because when we're young, everybody has a time frame in their head of when certain things should happen. When I should buy my first house, when I should start having kids, when I should get married. And if you start to get to a certain point in life where you don't have the job you're looking for, you don't have a career, maybe you're getting a little bit of a later start than other people around you are, you not only get upset and worried, but maybe you're not rooting for that person or those people because you want it for yourself. When we're young, we can't step outside of ourselves and see that other people's success could actually be good for you. And that seems counterintuitive. How could the success of other people be good for me? How could all my friends getting married and all my friends buying houses and all my friends having kids, how can that be good for me? And even let's go back even further. You know, when we're teenagers and we have the friends that are cool and they have the cool clothes and the cool haircut and they're driving a car and they get to go do stuff that we don't get to do. Because when it boils down to it, it's people get to do things we want to do, be part of things we want to be a part of, or be good at something we want to be good at. And we have to think about, as we get older, normalizing, wanting what's best for other people. No matter what, because we often say things like we care about people and we want what's best for them. But do we really mean that? And if you really mean it, it means that you're rooting for their success. You want them to do well in life and in job and in everything that they do. We want good things for people. But again, when we're young and we see people off in the distance ahead of us in the race, we're not rooting for them to win. We want to win ourselves. But what we don't realize is everybody can win. Everybody can win. And when other people have success, it's actually good for us. And the biggest reason that it's good for us is that we can learn from that person or those people. We don't see that. We don't see that there's a lesson to be learned somewhere. All we see is that person has something I want, or that group of people is doing something I want to do, or that person is good at something I want to be good at. And I'm not sitting here thinking to myself, I could learn how to do those things or be good at something from this person. All I see is I don't have it. I don't have it. And we look at it very black and white. We either have or we don't. We're either doing or we're not. We don't think about the middle part where if we root for this person or these people to be successful, we could learn something from them. And the choices that people make, they're not about us. We think that all the time. We think that the things that people do and the choices that people make are directly related to us in some way. That person did that because they are trying to stick it to me. Or this person did this because they're out to get me. Or this person did this because they want to hurt me. Most of the time, the answer to that is no, they didn't. No, they didn't. It goes back to something I said before about facts. We make a lot of decisions based on bad information. We experience a lot of anxiety based on information that maybe doesn't exist that we've created. So if we look at other people's success, there has to be a reason that they're successful and I'm not. And that reason has to be, well, they're doing something to me, or people are out to get me. And we start making a lot of excuses for why we ourselves are not accomplishing certain things. And in the end, we have to think about, how do we define success? Because everybody's path is different. What I define as success and what you define as success could be two drastically different things. And what people view as success, and there's a lot of successful people out there who don't think they're successful because their definition is different than ours. We may look at someone and think, wow, that person has it all. And that person may look at it and say, I don't have enough. And everybody's definition's different. And we can't judge people on their definition of success. If there's someone we know that experiences a great deal of anxiety, or they're upset about the fact that they're not accomplishing certain things, and we can point out to them, listen, look at all the good things that you have. That's something we would do for friends or people that are close to us. But we have to realize and recognize that people are on a different path, and that everybody does things differently, and everybody accomplishes things at different times in their life. And we want that for people. We should want that for people. Because there's people in our lives that if they are successful at what it is they are trying to accomplish, whether it's personal or professional, that success will be good for them and for you and for everyone around them. And that the choices that people make and the things that people do are not about us. They're not about us all the time. We have to normalize the fact that we want people to be successful. We have to normalize the fact that everybody is not sitting around thinking about what it is they can do to us. And that is not the case. People make choices all the time for themselves, for their families, for their kids, for their job. And we make choices that we feel like will benefit the most people possible. Because every choice we make and every path we take is not going to benefit everyone. And we have to do our best to make these choices to benefit the most people possible. And sometimes choices we make on our way to being successful, however we define that success, sometimes it upsets people, or sometimes it may have a negative benefit for a person or a group of people. And we just have to do our best to recognize and hope that the people that are closest to us and the people that care about us will be rooting for our success. Because in the end, people's success in life is good for everybody. Because we can learn from it. We can learn how to be a better person. We can learn how to be a better employee or partner or parent. Instead of focusing our energy on, we don't have what that person has, or we're not doing what that person is doing, how about we focus our energy on, what can I learn from this? What can I learn from this person or these people making a choice or going down a certain path that maybe I want to go down? What can I learn from what they've done? What can I learn from the good things they've done? And what can I learn from the mistakes that they've made? Instead of just being angry or upset that we don't have what they have, or we're not doing what they're doing, let's learn something. And that comes with experience. Going back to what I said before, when we're younger, we don't see the experience as a teacher. We don't see that that person ahead of us in the race maybe did something along the way that we could learn and replicate. We don't think that way. All we see is, I don't have it, or I'm not doing it, or you're doing it and I'm not. And oftentimes we see the best version of people's lives, specifically on things like social media, and we think to ourselves, we're not succeeding. But we have to think about how we define that success. And if we root for other people to be successful, there's plenty of success for all of us. There's enough success for everyone. And we should want that. We should want success for our families and our friends and our coworkers. We should want success for them. And even if along the way, something has been said or done that hurts you or upsets you by a person or group of people, we should still want them to be successful. Because people typically don't do these things maliciously to hurt our feelings or maliciously to derail us. Does that happen? It does. Is that the norm? I don't think so. I'd hope not. I think that there is some aspect of giving people benefit of the doubt. If you've ever had a conversation with someone about an interaction you've had or a situation where you're explaining to them, you know, this is how I felt about all of this, and they look at you confused like, wow, I didn't even think about that for a moment. And we've been carrying it with us for however long. I truly believe that most of the time, people make choices and are trying to do what they can to be successful. And they don't think about how some of their choices may have had an effect on others. Does that happen? It does. Is that the norm? I don't think it is. And we have to recognize that. We have to let people be who they are. We have to let people make choices. We have to let people be successful in their own space. It's one of those things where we have to offer the opportunity for people to be able to be successful. So if we are running an organization, we have to give the people that work for us the opportunity to be successful. We have to take a step back and let people experience things and take on projects and do those types of things so that they gain that experience. When we have kids, we have to give our children the space to operate in the world where they can learn some things and do some things and hold safety, allow our children to make mistakes so that they can learn just like we did. If you're in a relationship, you have to give people the opportunity to live their own life and do their own thing. And sometimes that's hard in all of these situations, but we want these people to be successful. Because if the people around us, our peers, our friends, our colleagues, our kids, our partners, sometimes when these people experience things, it may not be the most comfortable experience for us. And that's when we have to step outside of ourselves and recognize that other people's success, rooting for other people to do well, is not only good for that person, but it's good for us too. Because we can all learn something from normalizing rooting for other people. We want our coworkers to be successful because if they are, that means our operation or our institution or wherever we work, good things are happening. We want our friends to be successful. We want them to accomplish things because when we spend time with them, we can't just look around and say, wow, look at all this stuff they have and I don't have anything. Because most of the time, that statement is not necessarily true. We want our kids to be successful because at the end of the day, all of the success of our children is a reflection on the work that we all did together. The work that our kids did and that we did in raising them and the things that they've done and we've done. It's a celebration of all that stuff. We want our partners to be successful because in the end, we want a relationship to be two people at their optimal performance and experiencing life at an optimal level. So we have to provide the opportunity for all these people in our life to succeed. And we have to take a step back and realize that if we root for their success and if we can contribute to their success in some way, it's good for them and it's good for us. It doesn't have to be about someone won and someone lost or someone has or someone doesn't. It doesn't have to be so rigid. It could be flexible. This is good for everyone. So we want to focus our energy normalizing rooting for others. We want other people to be successful. We want other people to do good things. We want to look at the race and see the person ahead of us and think, that person's ahead of me for a reason. What is that reason? What did they do? What can I learn from that? How can I take what this person may have done to achieve some level of success, however that's defined, And how can I incorporate that into my life and my practice and who I am as a person and not focus my energy on I'm upset because this person can do this or be a part of this or is good at this and resent that because that's not going to help anyone, most of all, you. So take a step back. Try to learn from other people's success. Recognize that the things that people do and the choices that they make, they're not always about us. Everybody's trying to do their best. Everybody is trying to do what they can to make themselves better, to do a little better, to do good for the people around them that are important. And having the support of the people in your life rooting for you to be successful is only going to make everybody's experience better. And it takes time to recognize that. And it takes experience to recognize that. And sometimes it takes spending a part of your life being jealous of other people or being upset that someone's successful. But take that energy and put it into helping those people be successful because at the end of the day, that's going to be good for everyone. Recognize that we're all on different paths, but we can help each other. Rooting for other people helps you and it helps them. And to see the benefit of normalizing rooting for others, you have to pay attention.